Watch, ESPN Stephen A. Smith furious at Biden. Believes Trump on the verge of getting re-elected. By Warner Todd Houston on February 8, 2024. ESPN sports commentator Stephen A. Smith may be a left-winger. But he does not seem to be on board with the Biden regime's open border policies. On his Tuesday podcast, he ripped the millions being spent on illegal aliens while natural-born Americans are left wanting. As Smith wrapped up his show on February 6, he left sports and entertainment behind to address politics in America. And he started his segment by saying that Donald Trump will be re-elected as president in November even if he's a convicted felon by that time. The commentator went on to explain why he feels that way based on the story out of New York City, where Democrat Mayor Eric Adams is authorizing a pilot welfare program for illegal aliens, which entails putting $53 million into prepaid credit cards for illegals to use for spending money. Smith said he is a fan of Mayor Eric Adams but went on to decry the $53 million in prepaid credit cards to illegals as a slap in the face to Americans, calling the crush of illegal immigration mayhem and saying he'd be leaving New York City if it weren't for his daughter living there. Smith said that Adams' claim that the freebie credit cards will actually save the city hundreds of thousands a month doesn't really help legal minorities with the message. When you hear about migrants receiving $53 million in prepaid credit cards, the Eric Adams administration in the mayor's office of New York City will tell you it's going to save about $600,000 a month, Smith said. But that's not how poor people are looking at it. You know what black poor people are looking at it like? You know what Latinos who happen to be poor that arrived in this country are looking at it like? Where that money come from? From us. I could have used it. I could use the extra $500 a month. I could use the extra $1,000 a month. Smith went on to lambaste Mayor Adams for having taken a tour of countries south of Mexico, where he told them not to come to the U.S. and that New York was past capacity to take in illegals. Smith felt that the trip was the worst plan I ever heard in my damn life and slammed Adams for talking to foreigners instead of working to negotiate with politicians here in the USA, instead. Smith was also incensed that Democrats are spending billions on illegals when we have so many Americans who are in need but who are being ignored. I see homeless folks in the streets of New York all the time that are American citizens. I damn sure see them in California. We've got poor, impoverished, starving people who were born and raised in this nation. How in the hell do we come up with a $53 million pilot program for illegals? But folks who are here legally, are born here, we don't have enough of them, he railed. Just like we could come up with billions for Ukraine. But somehow, some way, we can't fix the homeland problem. What about poor and desolate citizens here? How the hell do you print money for foreign countries? But you don't print that money to help eradicate folks who are starving right here in the streets of America who were born and raised here. This is what I'm talking about, Smith exclaimed. He then pointed out that Biden has created the perfect storm for Trump's re-election. What's the one way to eradicate it? Yes, you got to have a flourishing economy. Yes, you can't have inflation. Yes, you can't be on the verge of a recession. Milk don't need to cost $7, bread don't need to cost $5. Don't get me started with how much sugar cost, he explained. You can talk about employment all you want to. You can talk about the labor participation rate, but guess what? If you ain't making no damn money, and you got to get two jobs to pay the same prices or to buy the same amount of stuff that you used to buy, and the price is higher than it used to be because of inflation, then guess what? What are you really accomplishing? He exclaimed. That's why Trump is on the verge of getting re-elected. Because when he was in office, there was a flourishing economy. This prospect is not something Smith wants to see. He went on to shrilly claim that the country will devolve into civil war because Trump will go on a revenge tour, which will divide the country. But he did note that he can't blame rapper 50 Cent for saying he could support Trump. Finally, Smith pointed out that Donald Trump has gained more black votes every time he's run, and for good reason. Trump got 12% of the black vote in 2016. He got 16% of the black vote in 2020. They're projecting he's going to get more than 20% of the black vote in this upcoming election. That's what they're saying, and who's to say black folks would be wrong to vote for him? He said. Smith concluded by noting that he has never voted for Republicans. Still, He warned that when people see illegals getting more benefits from governments than Americans, that turns people away from Democrats. But as we sit here now and we watch something like this transpire, where there seems to be more rapt attention being paid to folks who are not even here legally nor are from this country, yet we want to turn around and ignore us Black folks, Latinos and beyond, who are impoverished and are in need. He said, adding, because others who are in this country are being given stuff that's never given to us. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.